This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hi, I'm Mackenzie Atwood. Thank you guys for joining me for another episode of the Steven Universe podcast. I've got Michaela Dietz, the voice of Amethyst, Didi Magno-Hall, who voices Pearl, Shelby Rabara, the voice of Peridot, and they're all going to be joining me to talk about the new Steven Universe episodes, Can't Go Back and A Single Pale Rose. Thank you guys for being here again.
Thank you.
Well, we can't go back.
You can't go back, yeah.
From here.
Wow. How long are you saving that one? I want to know.
2 seconds ago.
I love it. It was off the cuff.
Hey.
I like it. You say you can't do improv, but
no,
you're out here.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
watch out, Beach City Laugh Guards.
Oh goodness,
yeah. Newest member. I would definitely buy a ticket. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh, I'm sweaty just thinking about it.
Yikes.
I mean, it makes me nervous. I'm sweating because I'm nervous.
I get it. That's fun. That's fun, bro.
It'd be like that. So, Can't Go Back. This episode is we finally see Lapis again.
Yes.
Which, first of all, yes.
Yay!
And second of all, Lapis sings her song.
Oh,
the first Lapis song.
So pretty.
With Jen, yeah.
Oh,
Jen finally sang.
Yay.
It was so good.
Many fans will be very happy.
Yes.
Yeah. It's honestly same.
Me as well.
But it's just so... Yeah, I don't know. It was just crazy because it had been a thing that people had wanted for so long just to hear a Lapis song. So it was cathartic, honestly. What did you guys think when you saw it?
Oh, I loved it. She started humming first, and I was like, oh, I got very excited. I was like, oh, at the edge of my seat.
Well, you've worked with her.
I didn't catch
IRL,
it the first
right?
time.
Yes. Well, it's funny because the show that we know each other from is Miss Saigon, and she played Kim, and I also played Kim, so we were never in the same company together because we played the same part. But, you know, I've been a fan of her work for a long time now, and we just keep crossing paths because of that show and mutual friends. But, yeah, I love her voice. I was so happy when she got this song.
It's beautiful.
And now you guys do Mama Bears, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
Mama Bears.
M-A-N-I-B-A-R-E-S. There you go. They're a little singing group.
Yeah. We have a YouTube channel.
Yeah, exactly. A little plug there. I love it. Yeah. I lost my mind when I heard her sing it. But it was cool hearing her hum the song at first. I didn't see that until last night. I didn't catch it, I mean. And the fact that she was, like, looking in on all the people on Earth.
That was crazy.
It was so sad. But it was so sad. Like, I don't know. What'd you guys think?
Oh, that she was sort of, like, just made her miss everybody so much.
Yeah, she was just sitting all alone on the moon.
Yeah.
It's like looking at everybody on Earth.
It must be so lonely on the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like FaceTime, but no interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, one-way FaceTime.
One-way. More like a panda cam on all your friends.
Exactly.
Yeah, sad.
But that was her choice. It was interesting, you know what I mean? Like, I think when you choose that to isolate, mm-hmm. yourself, but knowing that it was your choice,
mm-hmm.
I think that makes it really, I think that's Lapis and like a part of Lapis is like, she knows that she chose to isolate herself, but she knows that she's putting herself first.
Yeah. Well, cause if you, it's in her eyes, right. It's like, if you're involved with other people in any way, it's just putting yourself at risk, I guess, you know, of being hurt. If you get attached, right. It's just that classic scene of, you know, she's been burned before. She doesn't want to get hurt again.
Right.
And it's so sad. Like, it's just so tragic. And then you sort of think that it's going to change, but she ends up flying away, and it's like, no.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
It's interesting how a lot of the scenes, like the different settings, are cast up on the wall within that, like in the interior of the barn. It's interesting the use of a wall here. And it's, I think it's...
a pretty apt metaphor for her, for her sort of emotional wall.
Yeah,
it's deep.
Yeah,
it's like it's like safer for her to
get
be
a shovel.
sorry.
Start digging. No, it's just like it's safer for her to be like out on the moon, sort of looking in and sort of pretending to be part of things, than it is to actually be there.
I know, but it
which
doesn't
is sad.
Her sadness, it doesn't make her feel better. You know,
it's interesting it's how people deal with that. You know, some people like in times where they feel really vulnerable, they'll rush to get help from other people. They want more interaction. They, you know, they can depend on other people. It's interesting that Lapis is like what Shelby said. She just, it's safer for her to just isolate herself.
I
know.
Yeah. But, it's a risk. Other people are just a risk factor. Sad.
I know. But you see how she seemed pretty happy when she saw Steven though. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I wonder if in some way she thinks that she's doing everyone else a favor by removing herself from the dynamic. I think she thinks of herself as problematic. So she's like, I'm going to go away. Like, I don't want to put you guys through this. Bye.
Right.
Yeah, which she probably thinks is selfless, but is actually quite selfish and doesn't realize how much she's missed, you know?
People
miss her.
Lapis, everyone misses you.
Yeah.
Come back, Lapis.
She needs to tell
back.
Her. When Steven came and he was like, Lapis, it's so good to see you. And the first thing out of her mouth was like, wait, really? And it was like, yes, like, yes, you people miss you. Peridot's out here, you know, struggling.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard.
She misses her friend.
Yeah. She's just sleeping in tubs.
She really does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dripping.
At least she still has pumpkin. Oh. She is pumpkin. That's her.
Yeah.
Her solace.
Some solace there. But it really is tough to see Peridot going through all that, too. But it's cool to see. I thought it was fun seeing her with all the other gems.
So like, Lapis probably has seen how sad Peridot is, though, with her like, visuals.
Yeah, you know? I guess, because she has, like, the all-knowing orb or whatever. So it stands to reason that she would see all of that. But, yeah. It's tough.
The feels. The feels, man.
The feels, indeed. And then you have that whole dream that Steven has. Because it seems like everything's going to be fine, right? It's like, oh, Lapis is, like, finally looking at, like, coming back. And it was like, yeah. But then Steven has his dream and sees the diamonds and sees Pearl being really spooky. And he's like, yeah, that was scary.
It was scary.
Seeing Pearl, like, there's that, like, that shot of her, like, eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
She's all silhouetted. And that, like, music builds and you're like, ooh. What the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what
the heck,
Pearl? It made
me think of that, like,
Scurry.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy because you think, you know, there's, like, the duality of Pearl. Like, you're, like, seeing her, like, one episode ago or whatever, she was, like, yelling at an improv show about do Steven right. And now she's like, you know, like a flashback, she's like with her sword looking like lethal, a lethal warrior, and it's like, what the heck, you know?
But that's what makes her Pearl. She can compartmentalize
exactly.
like that, and that's why I think we'll see in the next step, you know?
Yeah.
Transition.
Yeah, that's like, a segue. There
every
you go.
Layer of Inception, it's like a different version, a very different, separate version of Pearl.
I love the use of light. Sorry, like going back to the silhouettes that you were just talking about.
Yeah.
The light that the background artists are able to do, it's amazing.
It's
the lighting with shadows and the sunlight and dark and wind, like, it's just so powerful what the you know, just the overall backgrounds do. And if it's night or day, you know, wind is going through Lapis's hair, but yet, like, they're in kind of in, like, this suction, and it's just these visuals with it not being completely light all around really helps set the mood. And man, I'm always impressed with the creators.
Yeah,
me too.
Every single episode.
This one was boarded by Mickey Brewster and Jeff Flew, and it's
beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I really like the color design in this one too.
Like
the palettes that they chose, because they had so many different lighting situations, and it's sort of interesting, I guess, design challenge. Thinking about, like, okay, yeah, we're in this like orb thing on the moon, but like also, it's projecting all these different scenes on Earth from like various different times, and it's just like how you encompass all of that. Mm-hmm. But they pulled it off really well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So to go back to like the thing we're talking about with Pearl and the compartmentalizing thing, what'd you guys think about the episode after Can't Go Back? A single pale rose. General
pale
thoughts.
Man, I don't want to scream into the mic.
So. Yeah, no, same. It was a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
it was crazy.
We recorded that. What it was like? It was a while ago, also. And I like I watched it, and I was like just shocked. I like forgot.
Like, what a twist! Yeah,
I forgot about all of the different Pearl tunnels. I don't know how to describe it, but yeah, but that I yeah. just, all of those transitions, I totally forgot about them and relived them by watching the episode over. But yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Your work in that app is yeah. amazing, Dee Dee.
Yeah,
really,
it's really good.
Yeah. yeah, it really is.
You were like, how do I play Pearl inside Pearl inside? Pearl yeah. inside Pearl's Pearl or whatever, like were you like what would this voice sound like? Well, no, but it was really good.
Thanks.
I mean, yeah, you know, I think Shelby said it in an earlier podcast, but you know, this show is so incredibly directed and written and pitched with such detail and care that it totally makes my job super easy, you know. So I'm always just floored by the work that goes into it.
Yeah,
from everything.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah,
the artwork, yeah. the music, the writing, just everything is just always very mind blowing.
Yeah, we're so lucky to be, you know, even just like a small part of this huge creation. Obviously Rebecca's vision, but this huge collab. And well, not, I mean,
yeah,
I guess it's a collab.
Oh,
there are
yeah,
a lot of forces
it.
Working together.
Yeah,
no, we're not. We're just yeah. like, okay, we'll
like
talk.
That.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
yeah.
You guys are underselling yourselves, man. I think you guys are underselling yourselves. No, voice acting is so big. And I think that it's, you know, it's really key for these characters, you know, to come to life. You guys are killing it. I'm just saying.
Well, fine. Oh,
I'm just saying.
Thanks, McKinley.
No problem, y'all. You guys are awesome.
It's also fun too, like going into the room, because I don't get to come in and record as much. But when I am there, I'm like, oh, like I get this standing in the booth. It's like we push each other to do our best work.
Uh-huh.
And like even, you know, and like the dramatic points in a script or the funny ones, the comedic ones, like I find myself being like, oh my gosh, she's hilarious, let's support each other in making the scene as good as it could be.
Yeah,
you know, never mm-hmm. do we ever feel like in the booth, like I never feel isolated. I feel like, oh, we're in it as a group, and we're trying to do the voice acting justice to this amazing visual work. So we just add our voices to moving pictures, essentially. So I feel like us as voice actors, we are just working our butts off in there because we know how much work the Crooniverse puts in.
Exactly.
So it's almost like we're just trying to meet them halfway to be like, okay, you know, we're always also too like, is that okay? Like after they move on, it's so funny. We're always like, I can tell.
Wait, can we do one
Yeah, yeah.
Time?
I can tell some of us are like, oh, we had one more, you know, or sometimes we'll be like, can we do that one more time? I'm right. sorry. Can we go back to that line? Because we feel it instinctually that we want to do it better. I couldn't have asked for like a better cast to work with, just because it's just awesome. So
yay.
I'm just giving out so many compliments today.
They're bouncing off of us and bouncing on back to you.
It's just all love.
It is true when we have recorded.
It truly is.
I like speed to the studio because I get so excited to see everybody.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't break the law, but like, you know, you get so pumped to work and mm-hmm. and be surrounded by these great artists,
especially like, for like the show, what this show represents too. It's not like we're, you know, the black and white of it is, it's like we're a part of a show that is groundbreaking. And for that, even doing these like podcasts, getting to talk about it outside and not in the recording booth, even though we have mics in front of us, we're just not in the recording booth.
it's different.
It's cool to be on the outside of it to talk about it instead of in the recording booth, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And also, yeah.
Oh, it seems like we're all pretty big fans of the show. I mean, apart from,
huge.
You know, taking part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also prefer being in the recording booth with you guys too, because the feeding off of each other, the energy, the back and forth, mm-hmm. especially when we do group records with the reactions that we all have to have the same sort of reaction. We have to go down the line. I love it. Cause we're all just trying to like match each other's vibe, which is, it's super fun. But I also love meeting fans of the show or talking with fans of the show and how this show has affected their lives in such a positive way. And that is one of the things that, just one of the things that I love about being part of this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It feels like this episode was such a culmination of like so long, you know?
Yeah. Yes.
The show has been leading up to this point, right? This big reveal of Pink Diamond's identity. And, you know, I described it as like a mic drop, you know, like mm-hmm. boom, there it is, you know?
Yeah, like woot, there it is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch.
I'm looking at Michaela, and I'm like, Shelby, I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, here it comes. Here it comes. Here's the reveal. And it's very exciting. And I, you know, I'm trying to remember like back, there's so many wonderful times in the booth that, and getting the coaching also from Kent and Rebecca, is so very helpful to just try to make sure that you know, get into that emotional space in your head when delivering these lines. But like trying to connect your voice with the visual, when it all comes together, it's like it's a whole new game. You know, I mean, it's like, whoa, like, you know, everything is just together, comes together, and you're like, it's still shocking to me. Yeah. It's like shocking on another level.
We don't know how the other actors deliver their lines until we see it in the final product.
Right.
You know,
we're not recording in the booth together.
Yeah, because, yeah. You know, you did this whole episode. You probably did all the runs of your monologue work, right? And then from there...
You must have been by yourself, huh? Or with Zach?
Maybe Zach was in there. But yeah, for the most part, if there's like, you know, heavy Pearl lines, then yeah, I do them solo. And but yeah.
So to see the finished product, we're in the same boat as the audience of you know.
I know, I love it.
I feel like sometimes people always ask me like, so like, what do you think is going to happen? And I'm like, I don't know. I honestly don't know until I see the finished product, you know?
Yeah, I cannot wait to see their reaction to this.
I know. The
waves.
Ooh.
All right, thank you guys so much for coming back and talking to me again.
Thank you.
Subscribe to the Steven Universe podcast now at Apple Podcasts, and please remember to leave us a 5-star rating and review while you're there. And watch the new Steven Universe episodes now on the Cartoon Network app. I'm Mackenzie Atwood, and thank you for listening.